tam. Shmuel says it's mutar lachlan bekutach, it's not barnat. So the question is, how could we have a machlokas here about not barnat? In other words, either you could taste it, and it tastes fleshiks, the fish tastes fleshiks, in which case l'chor it should be aser to eat with kutach, or it doesn't taste fleshiks, in which case pashut it should be mutter to eat it with kutach. So how could you have a machlokas at all about this question? So the Ritva answers that Shmuel's matir, af agav d'yoyv taima, mishum d'iklish isura, v'afilu kerecha d'bisra lechashiv. So he says explicitly that it's mutter, even though there's nesinas tam. And again, l'chayra, that's pashut. Because if there was no nesinas tam here, then how could Rav be machmir? Right? Just like any heter food without nesinas tam is mutter to eat. So it's batel. So l'chayra, the chiddush of the Ritva, is muchrach. Now, the problem with the Chiddush of the Ritva, though it's Mochrach, is why should it be then? In other words, since we pass in Tam Kikr, and you could taste the Tam Basar in this Dag, so why would you say it's Mutter to eat this Dag with Kutach? So you have to say that the Chiddush of Tam Kikr doesn't tell us that every time the Tam is Nirgash, that it's Kikr. That's not true. Here we have an example where the tam is nirgash, and yet it's still mutter. And the Ritva brings a dimyon for reyach. If you recall, when we saw the sugya of reyach, so a number of rishonim, like the Ran, for example, pointed out that reycha is lav milsahi, we paskin, even though it causes the tam to be nirgash. Meaning to say that there are certain times when we say tam is kikr, and there are certain times when we don't say tam is kikr. Now, by reyach, it's easier to understand, because by reyach you could say, well, we don't acknowledge that tam, which is transferred via the air, without physical contact, has the halachic status of tam. So that's easy to understand why you could imagine saying that even though the tam is nirgash, it's still mutter, and reycha lav milsahir. Here it's a much bigger chiddush, because after all, the blios have gone from meat to plate to fish to kutach, the actual blios, and you could taste them, so why should it be mutter?
How do you get a blios?
Well, assuming you could taste, again, the Ritva says you could clearly taste, you could, the tam basar is nirgash, and so they're there.
Maybe tam is, in general, a simin for blios, but what this is being chiddush is that two-step. There's tam there, but not actual potent enough blios.
Well, we'll try to answer that, but I don't know what you mean. If there's tam there, there are blios, right?
Certainly, there could be tam there other than reyach, and if there's been maskim, there are no blios. There could be tam there other than negia, two steps removed with no blios.
So, okay, and maybe that's the Ritva saying. At this point, I'm trying to just note the chiddush here. Of what he's saying, but I don't even know if I would accept that Metzias point that you're saying, especially since Rabbi Rosenzweig called me a chemist today. So in other words, if the I didn't say that when they transfer through the air, they're not there. What I said over there was the halacha: if you could taste it, you could taste it. In other words, you could say what you're saying. I would have assumed that no, if you could taste it, it means that there are blios there. It's just that the halacha doesn't recognize that transfer when it's through the medium of air and not through the medium of negia. Whereas here, where it is through the medium of negia, then why should it be different? Now you could entertain your metzias, which is that there could be transfer of blio tam without blios. To me, that would be rather remarkable.
Is it then weirder just to go up?
I didn't say what I'm saying yet. Okay. So now, to add also to the question, the difficulty with this Ritva, is from the story. In other words, the Gemara tells us, how do we know that Rav was Machmir? And it says, we know it from the story. In the end, the story isn't conclusive, though it seems that Rav definitely held that way. But the story was from Rav saying about the Shaifetz, Yahva Taima Kulehai, which is also mashma that the Chiddush of Rav is that there is Nesinas Tam. In other words, if you're going to say that even Shmuel agrees that there's Tam and yet it's Mutter, so how does Rav's story and statement of Yahva Taima Kulehai indicate that he rejects not Barnat? Now the truth is that this question is actually a machlokas achronim, explicitly. The Yam Shel Shlomo in Simen Samach Aleph, it's quoted over here by the Pri Chadash, writes, Ve'ein lomar da'ayri b'detoyim lei, v'yoy taima dim kein dagim nami litzar. In other words, he says, the opposite of the Ritva. Of course, if there's tam, there's nothing to talk about. So, okay, well that makes a lot of sense, except it doesn't make any sense, because if there's no tam, why do you need the hatter of not barnat, right? Isser, everything is mutter without tam. So I'm not sure. I suppose what he's going to say is that the chiddush is mistama, there's no tam when it's not barnat, and that's why it's mutter lochlo. In other words, I could take this fish and put it on the fleshic plate and then dip it in my kutach, and I don't have to be choshish for tam. But of course, if I taste tam in this fish, I would not be able to do this. Now, then it's very easy to understand why we have a diuk from Rav, who says, Yav taima kulehai, that he rejects not barnat. And the Gemara is docha that, well, no, shaif is different, it's super potent and strong. But it's a very, very difficult pshat. And another raya against this mahalich, meaning to say that it's only when there is tam, is the point that the Ran makes. The Ran writes that my disharina not barnat lav mishum disavrinan she'en hatam harishon nispashit v'holichat shlishit im kein afilu b'shari surin neima hachi leman deles lechanan ve'anan lo sharinan meaning not barnat elabas b'chalav kiyotri bo dehavu shnei nos nitam shal hatar. So if you think that the Beis Yosef at least says that all Rishonim hold of this. Turns out that it's not all Rishonim. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's assume for a moment that all Rishonim hold that not barnat is only said by not barnat tatera, not the sura. So again, that doesn't seem to make much sense if you assume like the Maharshal, because if you assume like the Maharshal, then this is only mutter if there's no tam. So why should it be a special halacha and heter and not iser? I guess bedochak you could say for the Maharshal that we're tolan that there's no tam when it's heter because there's like a cheskas heter, and we're not tolan that there's no tam for iser when there's a cheskas because of the cheskas iser, and that's the basis of the chiddush according to Shmuel. And the truth is, it is worth noting, once we're at it, that not all Rishonim necessarily agree that this klal of not barnat is limited to hetera, not iser. The Ramban is medayik from Rashi in a couple places, including Kuf Tazayin and Beis, that we're makel for not barnat isura. Also, you see that from Rashi on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ramban Sheet himself, we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, he's makel for tam shlishi. L'chora, the Ran points out the Dasa Ramban, that there's no difference between not barnat deter and not barnat deisura. And the Smak, which is cited by the Beis Yosef and the Isser V'Heter also, both say that the only reason why we don't say not barnat by Isser is because of Hanan, which would mean if you don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surah, and you would hold of not barnat deisura. So there are a group of Rishonim who quite possibly do hold that there's no chiluk between not barnat isur and not barnat tehetera. So maybe that question could be mitigated. But again, the mahalich of the Yam Shel Shlomo is really very difficult to sustain. And many of the Achronim reject it explicitly, among them the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim and others. What about the raya that he brings from the Gemara, namely that the story in which Rav says Yaiv Taimakulehai, doesn't that show that the basis is only when there's nesinas tam. So, no, there's no raya. Why? So, l'chora the pshat is that even if we're going to take the approach of the Ritva and the Ran, that not bar not applies even though there is nesinas tam, that's not to say that there's no mitzius reflection of this halacha. In other words, it's not just, at least you could argue, we'll see if everybody agrees to this, but it's not just a pshat that, not bar not tastes exactly, tam sheni or tam shlishi tastes exactly like tam rishon, yet it's mutter. No. Tam sheni or tam shlishi is mutter because there's a diminution in the quality of the blios, and the taste is different, even though it's still nirgash. We talked about this all the way at the beginning of the year when we talked about tam kikker and tam kolosh and the like. So the tam is nirgash, but it's nirgash differently. It's niklash, it's lower quality transfer, whatever it is you're going to say. And therefore, the diuk is, when Rav said, "Ah, yava kula, time a kule hai," he's basically saying, whoa, there was no diminution in quality in this case, even though it's not bar not. So we see that Timas told not bar not is usser, and the Gemara says, no, that's different because it was super strong. And then what we have to say, so what we have to say that, again, going back to the Rishonim, that even though there is nesinas tam, still it's mutter. So now the question is why? Why should it be mutter if there is nesinas tam? So there are a couple of ways that the Rishonim say why this would be. Yeah.
I'm going back to the baby part. I thought Pashas, it wouldn't be the same blios even if there's tam. I thought it'd be like sort of like chanan.
No.
Kind of like, well, one, this tam affects the piece of.
There's no chanan. It's heter.
I know. The fish has blios of basar, but now the fish itself tastes a little bit like basar, but the blios that come out of the fish are fish blios, but not like.
Do they taste like basar or not?
Yes, they do.
Well, that's the I don't know. You're introducing. I mean, that's maybe what you were saying. That's a metzius that heretofore we have not encountered until now. If it tastes like basar, it's because it is basar. I don't know what you mean. There's no such thing as tasting like basar without being basar. That's what makes it taste like basar, because there are blios of basar in it. At least that's what I assumed. So why then would this be mutter again, assuming that there is tam? So the Ramban gives a svara, and does the Ritva. We'll get to the Ritva in a second, but we'll start with the Ramban, who says a very interesting answer. And his basic answer is that when the Torah asser tam kikker, the Torah asser tam rishon, so we know that tam kikker applies for tam rishon. We know that the Torah also asser tam sheni, like a chlamydian is tam sheni. So we know that tam sheni is asser, but mechotesi, that tam shlishi is asser. In other words, don't go ahead and say that from the fact that we say tam kikker, that means any tam that is discernible and identifiable is asur, and we apply tam kikker. No. The cases where the Torah tells us we apply tam kikker, tam rishon and tam sheni, we say it, not tam shlishi. Now again, it still might very well be that there's a mitzias dekachiluk between tam sheni and tam shlishi. And a chanami, if there was no mitzias chiluk, then mistama we wouldn't have said that tam shlishi is mutter, unless it had said it mefurash. So presumably every time you go down a step, there's a diminution in the quality of the blios and in the tam. But nevertheless, since that is the case, that there is this diminution, and the Torah never asser tam shlishi, so minayin lanu l'chadesh, that we say tam kikker, even in tam shlishi. And that's why, like you said, that's why we were medayik and rav. They said, yeah, I have time and kulei hai, and we say there it's different to chaifa. Now, so the Ramban here says a couple of things. First of all, he says the svar why this is true. And we see now a very interesting geder, the heter of not bar not. What's the heter of not bar not? The heter of not bar not is Tam Shlishi. As opposed to, we'll see, Tosus and Rashba will discuss, who say that the Heter is Tam Sheni Shel Heter. Now, the Ramban then asks Akasha, which is, if the Heter is Tam Shlishi, what Rai is there from Shaifa? Why? Because Shaifa is Tam Sheni, right? He asks, and he answers, what's the pshat? Because the Shaifa was this spicy medicine, or whatever it was, and they put that on the plate. The plate was Tam Rishon, and then he ate something else off on the plate. I don't know, put a potato on the plate, and then ate the potato, and he said, wow, you have Tam Akulei Hai, so that's Tam Sheni, right? Not Barnad is Tam Shlishi. So what kind of Rai is there? So he says, Yei Shlomar, Sha'osa Shaifa Davar Mar, Hayim Urav Ba. Avaloi Iker Mamasho Me Oso Davar Mar. So Taka, it is Tam Shlishi. It's not the pshat that he put 100% Davar Mar on this plate, and then put the potato on the plate and tasted the Davar Mar. Rather, the Davar Mar was no same time into whatever the medium potato, and then the potato was no same time to the plate, and then you put something, a fish on the plate, which would then be Tam Shlishi, and ate the fish, and he said, wow, you have Tam Akulei Hai. So it's Taka Tam Shlishi. Makes a new kimta, basically. So then he says a fascinating point, which is he's saying this is Tam Shlishi, even though it's mixed in. So we see another very interesting thing, which is that Tam Shlishi is, you might have thought that if you require Tam Shlishi, so that means it's Nesimus Tam without any contribution of Mamashas at all. And what you see is, no, that to have something the status of Tam Shlishi, it's even if it's Me'urabo, which is basically telling us that just like we know that when you have something Me'urav Bo, it's only Aser Atz L'Chiddush of Tam Kikr, right? So therefore, it's considered going down a level. In other words, if you want to say it, you know, we say Tam Kikr once, we say Tam Kikr twice, but we don't say Tam Kikr three times. And therefore, in this Shaifa would be Tam Kikr times three, which is why we had a Diuk from here.
Understand why it's Tam Shlishi. The
Shaifa's in there? Shaifa's in there, but again, let's imagine a Shaifa was Isser, right? Happens that it's not, but let's say it was.
Right.
So you put in a little Shaifa into your potatoes, or whatever it was, and you eat the potatoes. So if you don't hold of Tam Kikr, is it Mutter or Usser?
Mutter.
Good. So that's Tam. So therefore, we're going to consider the potatoes Tam Rishon, because it's Usser or it's Tam Kikr. Then potatoes to plate is Tam Shani, plate to fish. Tam Shlishi. It doesn't matter. If the Iker is Alt Tam Kikr, so then that's considered a diminution.
But he's tasting the potato, no?
No, I changed it to fish, sorry. He goes ahead and he mixes in Shaifa spicy stuff with potato, and then he puts that on a plate, and then he puts a fish on the plate. So potato is Tam Rishon, plate's Tam Sheni, fish is Tam Shlishi. He tastes the fish.
He's not touching the fish.
No, no.
Meaning the potato's not touching the fish.
Of course not. Now that's Pashat. The question is, only the Pashas in the Gemara, he put the spicy stuff on the plate. And the Rabban Zukimta is he put the spicy stuff into the potato. Okay. The Ritva also learns like the Ramban. And he gives the answer, the ukimta of the Shaifa answer. And then he gives another answer. He says, Afal Gav, I don't have the Lashon here inside, but he says something along the lines of, even though the Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel is about Tam Shlishi, but the Yesoda Machlokes is how much is Nirgash in the Tam Sheni, that the Rav holds that Tam Sheni is Tam Gamor, and Mimela does the Koach to Aser Shlishi. And Shmuel says Tam Sheni is not Tam Gamor, so Mimela doesn't have the Koach to Aser Tam Shlishi. So you could detect in Rav's statement, if you have Taim Akulei Hai, that he is Machmir for not by not, even though this isn't Tam Shlishi, and the like. Fine. Now, this whole Mahalich of the Ramban, that the Heter is Alts Tam Shlishi, if you hold of that, then there's no basis to be Mechalik any longer between Not Barnat to Hetera and Not Barnat to Isura. And maybe the Ramban, at least if you don't hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, then you could be Mako for not Barnat de Isura with Tam Shlishi. And that's exactly what the Ran says, Bedasa Ramban. This is the Ran on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Bedapi Harif. And he says that if you don't hold of Chanan, and you learn like the Ramban, that the Hatter results Tam Shlishi, then it would be true for Isser as well. It happens to be that the Ramban does hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, and therefore he wouldn't be Mako Befawal. But there's no reason other than Chanan to be mechalik between not Barnat de Tera, not Barnat de Isura. The Prima Gadim says that not Barnat de Isura, Lemaisi says this, is only Midirabanan. Because it doesn't make sense on a Deraisa level to be mechalik between Tam Heter and Tam Isser. The Prima Gadim. It's in the Rosh Yosef in the commentary in the Gemara. Though I don't know if the mashmos of the Rishonim is that way. Sounds like it's a din d'oraisa when they're mechalik between that. Those Rishonim who are mechalik between not Barnat de Tera and Isura, and they don't do it because of Chanan, do seem to sound like it's a d'oraisa. Okay, there's a lot saying the Rashba also in this chidushim here, but I think we'll skip that. We'll focus on the Rashba and the Tarsa Bias, who gives an alternative explanation. Now, the big thing that's super confusing with this Mahalich of the Ramban is that this explains why the Kutach is Mutter, but why should the Dagim be Mutter? Because the Dagim aren't Tam Shlishi. Right? You go ahead, you dip your Dag into the Kutach. So the Dag is Tam Sheni, and now you have a Milchiga Blios in this, in the Dag, which you're allowed to eat. It has Tam Rishon of Chalav and Tam Sheni of Basar. There's no Tam Shlishi here. Right? I understand the Kutach is Tam Shlishi, so it's Mutter Tit the Kutach after you dip your fish into it. But why should it be Mutter Tit the Dag if you insist on Tam Shlishi? So the Ramban asks this question later on in the Ramban. You should all read this Ramban, by the way, even though we're moving on the fast side. And the Ramban, it's later on he asks this when he talks about the Sefer HaTrumah. And there it's in this context of disagreeing with the Sefer HaTrumah that he addresses this point, and he writes, "Af al pi shehiskamnu lefarish deshlosha nosnei tamim ba'inan, kan nami shlosha nosnei tamim heim." That again, that's in the Sefer Truma case, in the dishwashing situation, right? Sefer Truma says that you can't wash a milchiks and fleishiks dishes together, and he says it should be mutter because shlosha nosnei tamim heim. Why? Baser b'ka'aros. Right? So again, what do you want to do in the case of Sefer Truma? You want to cook together in the same pot fleishik and milchik clean dishes. So, basar b'ka'aros, right? So the fleishik pot is tam rishon, karos b'mayim, the water is tam sheni, mayim b'chalav, and then the milchik plate is tam shlishi. V'lo aminan, chalav shebimayim nisarivim tam sheni shal basar. Ah, but maybe you'll say, okay, the milchik plate is tam shlishi, and the fleishik plate is tam shlishi, but the water is tam sheni. So that should be a problem. No, we don't say that. Kashem shein omrim bedagim, the tamachalav shebekutach nivla bedagim v'hei osran. Just like we don't say that there's a problem in the fish. That was our question. Why not? But we see that it's not true. V'chein bedin lefi shein baser shebedagim o b'mayim osrin ad shis arvu im hachalav v'yitnu tam zeb zeb. Shein baser b'chalav osr li olam Ella benosein tam. Hilkach havelu tam shlishi v'akol mutter. So it's not exactly clear what he's answering, and there's, I think, a couple of ways you could read it, each of which is very significant halachically and in lamdas of this whole sugya and all of us v'chalav. We don't have time to be myrich on the possibilities, but I'll throw out two of them. And I think there's even more besides this. One way to say it is that this is Ramban l'shitaso, that we don't say Chanan by Blios. So there's no concern with Bas B'chalav in the water or in the fish. Now fish is a bigger chiddush in that case. But we don't say it, we don't have to be worried about in the water or the fish, because Blios of Basar plus Blios of Chalav don't create Bas B'chalav. So you only have basar b'chalav when you have blios of basar into the chalav, which is tam shlishi, right? Or the like.
How would you be able to eat the fish, though?
It's great. What's the problem?
Does it go
bad? Even if there isn't basar b'chalav?
No problem. Who says it's asar?
You can't eat cheese and meat together.
That's because there's some mamashas. But there's no until, right, that's what he says. The yitnu tam zebzet. In the case of cheese and meat together that are cold, you're right. That's a problem. Not al tzchanan.
Right.
That's because there's mamashas.
Right.
But here there's no mamashas of basar. Elamai, you want to say there should be a problem because of the tam? No. There's no chanan. There's no basar chakveder created by the chanan. By bilios to blios. And then by the time it gets to the kudach, it's already shlishi. It's no problem.
You would agree if, let's say, there was sliya done between the two, and then that is considered mamasha shal gvina, let's say, inside this piece of meat?
No. Well, I don't know which case.
Let's say I took a piece of
If I roasted my cheese with roasted my cheese with kudach, it would still be okay.
With basar.
Well, if you roast your cheese with basar, it's definitely a problem.
No, that's what I'm saying. According to Ramban, there's only blios inside this piece of basar.
That's fine.
Is that considered mamasha?
No. A blios of chalav into basar creates basar b'chalav. And chalav into basar creates basar b'chalav.
Why is that considered mamasha more than from the plate? That's what I'm going to do.
Because inside the fish, there's only blios. There's no mamashas. You don't get to mamashas.
From either of the...
Right? Okay, another way, and there might be certain diukim not to read the Ramban this way. I don't want to get into that now. Is to say, focus sort of on another part of that line, which is the yitnu tam zeb ze. This is the way the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiveger both read this Ramban, which is that since basar b'chalav is an iser mechudash, because they're both hater, so it's only aser if the iser is chal on both of them. Right? They have to be nosne tam zeb ze. So let's say you want this dag to be aser. So you need the tam chalav to go in, not into the dag, but into the blios of basar in the dag, right? Which is already tam shlishi. So that's the way they read it. As I said, either way, this is a very important chiddush. In terms of the world of not bar not and stam, the idea of basar b'chalav and its creation. But we don't have time to do any chidushim anymore because we're doing b'kiyas. So we'll turn on to the Rashba, which is a different mahalich. So again, Rashba, mahalich number one in not bar not is, we've seen this Ramban, tam shlishi. And we don't say tam kicker, but tam shlishi, very simple. Rashba says, not in the Chidushim actually, but in the Torah Sabayis, we've all seen this Rashba already, and this is this very fascinating Chiddush. So again, first, well, let's say it like this. Both Tosas and the Rashba are going to take a different Mahalich here. They're going to both say, no, it's the Heter of Napar Nat is not Tam Shlishi, but it's Tam Sheni Shal Heter. But there's going to be a big difference between Tosas and the Rashba, because Tosas is going to say the Heter is Alts Bittel, and the Rashba says that the Heter is based off the idea that a Isser is not Chal, a new Isser is not Chal on Tam Sheni. Tam Sheni is Niklash, and when it's Niklash, while if it was already Aser, it remains Aser, but it doesn't have the Koach to create new Isser. And that's true in terms of Bas B'chalav, and it's true in terms of Kadshim, and it's true for Chametz B'Pesach, if you think Chametz B'Pesach is Hetera Bala, and all sorts of cases, right?
Which Tosfos is referring to?
Tosfos says it both in our sugya. He says it's Altsbittel, and it's even a little more mefurish in Tosfos and Zvachim, if you want to look at it, if you want to see more. Zvachim is Tzadi Vav and Aleph, but our Tosfos also says mefurish, the Heter is Altsbittel. No. In the not by not case. Take a look. So let's talk about the Rashba first. So the Rashba has a very strong basis for this idea in that sugya of Kol Yom V'Yom Nase Gil L'Chaveiro. In other words, if you learn that sugya like the Rashba is learning the sugya, so then you already have a basis for this. And the truth is, you might even hold this idea as true even if you learn like the Ramban. If you take a look at the Ramban in Kof Ches Amud Beis by Hagala Kli Chametz, he considers that possibility. I don't know if we'll get into that. But the point is, that Tom Shani for Tosfos, for the Rashba, is Tom, right? And that's why for Isser, there's not going to be a heter of not bar not, naturally, because as long as the Tom is near Gush, it's going to be Usser. And a heter of not bar not is that even though the Tom is near Gush, since it's Niklash, it doesn't have the koach to create new Isser, as opposed to Tosfos. Tosfos also has the heter being Tom Shani Shel Heter. However, Tosfos said that it's Alts Bittel. It's the Lashon of our Tosfos is Mishum de Tam Shani Hu Vinisbatel Kodim Shiavo Lidei Yisr. The Lashon of Tosfos in Zvachim is De Hasam Lav No Sein Tam Bar No Sein Tam Hu Da Tam Shani Be'isr Avokana Tam Shani Be'heter V'Kodim Shiavo Lidei Yisr Nisbatel Hatam Bedagim Lefi Shehu Shani. So that is the idea. In other words, if it's Tam Shani Shel Heter, it's Batel, Kodim Sheba, Lidei Isser. Now, you could say this is very strange, because Manashach, if you think that there's Bittel for Tam Shani, so there should be Bittel if it's Heter or if it's Isser. In other words, why would you be Mechalek in terms of Bittel between Tam Isser and Tam Heter? For the Rashba, I understand the Svara. Right, the Rashba is very nice. It's Niklash, and therefore to create something new, you need to be stronger than just continuing something that's already been created earlier. But what's the Svar of Tosfos, that if it's Tam Shani Shel Heter, there'll be Bittel? So this isn't so clear. Maybe Tam Shani, if it's Tam Isser, it's not Bittel because it's Isser makes it more Chashav. We can't just say it's Kiman Delesa, especially if you learn like the Prima Gadim Bedas Tosos, that there's no Chiluk Be'etzem on a Dreisa level between Isser and Heter. It's more like of a Chashivas part. Like many other things we say, things that are Chashav aren't Batal. So if it's Chashav, Machmas, it's Isser. So therefore, Midrabanan, they were Misakein, it's not Batal. That's the way the Prima Gadim seems to say it. It's difficult. If you really thought that's true, then maybe you'll say if it's Heter, it should be Batal and Tam Rishon, right?
So, Heter, what's the word?
Yeah, of course. If right, in other words, why it, once you're going to say if it's Heter, if it's Mutter, it's not so Chashav, so it's Batel, so then say that in the Tam Rishon. So you have to say, well, no, you need two factors. It needs to A, be weakened, and B, be Heter in order to say Bittel. That seems to be what Tosfos is saying. Which is an interesting combination, not so obvious. Maybe you could say sort of the opposite of the Ran type Svara. In other words, we paskin that min b'mino is batel. So therefore we hold that it's shayach bittel, it's more shayach bittel when they're similar to each other. Right? In other words, that's why min b'mino is batel b'rov. Min b'she'enu mino is batel only b'shishim. Right? In other words, the opposite of the Ran. The Ran says the more contrast, more likely to have Bittel. So, no, and maybe that's what the way Rabbi Yehuda says it. But Ladidan, the Chachamim, say Fakert. The more contrast, the less Bittel, because they're too different from each other. So it doesn't have the koach to negate something that's so different from it. And therefore, when it's min b'mino, it's more shayach to have Bittel. Could say a lot of different svarus. And it's not really clear which one Tosfo says. Now, what about the Rashba's Raya that Tiz Yisod from the Sugif Kol Yom Yom Nasa Gil L'Chavera? Right? In other words, doesn't that tell me that this idea, this Chiddush of the Rashba, namely, that any time it's Tam Kolosh, it can't create a new Isser, So wouldn't Tosfos have to agree to that? So that goes back to the machlokas between the Shach and the Rashba. Does Tosfos, or do all the Rishonim really hold of that Yesod? And if you learn like the Shach, so everybody holds of that. If you learn like the Beis Yosef, so then that's a special chiddush of the Shach, but Tosfos and many other Rishonim disagree with that, and they say that the Pshat and the Gemara is alt min bimino being batol midio raisa and the like. So that's obviously a big part of that. But you know, if you learn, let's say, like the Shach, so then Tosfos and the Rashba are going to be much closer to each other. Whereas if you learn like the Beis Yosef, then they're going to be much further apart. Now, in terms of nafgaminas between this, so there are a lot of very interesting nafgaminas. One interesting nafgamina between Tosfos and the Rashba is probably the machlokes between the Chavos Das and the Beis Ephraim, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. But I guess, due to time considerations, we'll leave that out. But we'll do another important nafgamina in all this, which is, how do you treat an Isser Mashehu? And this is a very interesting shaila. The Prima Gadim has the following question. Is the Geder of the Heter Shmuel, because that not bar not, whatever you say it is it's Kimandalesa, or no, it's not Kimandalesa, rather the pshat is that tam of this quality is batel beheter, it's like a mashahu of iser that's also batel beheter. In other words, does it exist or does it not exist when you have not bar not de hetera? So what would a nafgamina be? A nafgamina would be for an iser that's not batel beheter, let's say chametz bepesach. Would we say that not bar not asers? Right? So let's say like Tosfos. According to Tosfos, l'chora, you should be mekel by chametz because it's already nisbatel before Pesach, right? So let's say not bar not kodem Pesach, right? Very simple case. I go ahead and I want to go, I don't want to buy Pesach kelim. It's very expensive. And to kasher, everything's a big tchotchke. So I have a great strategy. I'm going to just cook all my Pesachic food before Pesach. I know people that do that anyway. Say like they start cooking like months before Pesach, right? For Pesach. So they have a Pesach kitchen. I live in the Heights. I don't have a Pesach kitchen. So I have a much simpler strategy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cook before Pesach, because you can't wait till Pesach to get started, but it's in Washington Heights. I can't convert until like Erev Pesach. I'll just cook my Pesach dik food on my chametz de kelim. So why should that be okay? So it's Tom Shaney, right? My pot is a Tom Rishon for chametz. Cooked spaghetti in my pot. And now I cook, potatoes in the pot for Pesach. So the potatoes are Tam Sheni Shel Heter. Right, it's mutter to eat potatoes. This is true even if you think chametz is begedri surabala. And therefore, according to Tosfos, it's batel. The Heter of Tam Sheni Shel Heter is alts bittel. So it's batel. It's batel before Pesach. And shine, there's nothing to talk about. Isur Bala means something else. Isur Bala is relevant in the world of the Rashba, as we'll explain in a moment. And unless you're going to say Choser B'Neyur once Pesach comes, but the Pashtus, you don't say Choser B'Neyur, certainly for Lach B'Lach, for Blios, that's the way we paskin, although it is a Machlokas, but we paskin that if there's Bittel before Pesach, it's Mutter on Pesach, right? So we usually talk about it in terms of Bittel B'Shishim. We don't say Choser B'Neyur on Pesach. Right? But I'm saying, if you learn like Tosfos, the Heter of not bar not is alts bittel. So before Pesach, the tam chametz is going to be batel in my potatoes, even though taka the potatoes taste like chametz. And then I should be able to eat those potatoes on Pesach. Whereas, if you learn like Ramban and the Rashba, then it's not at all clear. According to Ramban, we'll say, well, even if you had tam shlishi, right? So not exactly that case, but let's even say you had Tam Shlishi for Pesach. It's not it's Tam Shlishi still. It might be Aser because when is, what's the dvarta for the Ramban? The Torah wasn't mechadesh tam kikr for tam shlishi. Ah, but here the iser on chametz isn't about tam kikr because it's an iser mashu. And therefore, maybe it would be aser. And for the Rashba, so then it's going to depend whether you say chametz is hetera bala or isura bala. If you say chametz is hetera bala, so then when Pesach comes, the iser is not going to be chal, because since, again, it's in the potatoes, let's say, so the potatoes, it's a tam kolish in the potatoes, it's tam sheni. Can a new iser come, be created, comes Pesach? No, it's just like no sir, it's just like kibas b'chalav. If you say chametz is isura bala, so then it would be aser according to the Rashba. Right? So lemaisa, what do the Rishonim say? So Tosfos on Chulin Kof Ches Amud Beis, and also the Rush in the Perek Dalet Siman Zayin and Psachim say that chametz has a heter of not bar not. Great. So very easy to cook for Tosfos and the Rush. For you know, you don't need a Pesach kitchen for Tosfos. You just use your chametz dikka kitchen to cook for Pesach before Pesach. Pashtus not. The Rashba is machmir by chametz, and that's Lashitaso as well. In other words, he assumes that the heter is alt tam kolish no iser bin chal. And then, like we said, if you think that it's hisura bala, so then you're stuck for the Rashba. Shitas Ramban in this is not at all clear, and the Ran discusses it. It's very interesting, some interesting points there, but we don't have time to discuss. But I will point out that from the Ritva you see that not bar not does not have a din of tam at all, and therefore it's mutter even by Pesach. And that's true even though he learned the sugya along the lines of the Ramban, that the heter is because of tam shlishi. He writes that it's, his lashon is the lo chashiv iser klal. In other words, even though we're margish the tam shel chametz on Pesach in these potatoes, still, again, assuming it's tam shlishi, it's mamish, he says, kamanda lesa legamre. So it's a fascinating thing. There might be, that's a ritvan chulin kuf yud beis, there's a ritvan psachim that seems to be so sir that. It's a ritvan psachim that quotes from the rit. So I don't know, there's some issues over there. Mm-hmm. Who wrote the Ritva Psachim and who's the Ritva quoting the Ritva? Anyway, I'm not sure what to do about that. Their attack sounds like, he says, Dagam uvasesh nizbashlu b'kaderu shalchami tzchutz l'zman ha'iser, it's asil achlam b'pesach, hol v'tam ha'sheni yesh bo tam chami tzchutz. Now, remember, there it's tam sheni, not tam shlishi. So, I don't know, take a look. Over there, it's Psachim Lamed Amad Aleph Dimaschal Meisvei. Now, one second. Now, this might be, though, a Machlokas Rishonim and Ar Sugya as well. If you remember, going back, the Rif held by the Sugya of Recha Milsa, that Tam Basar Shenisariv Behater, even Mashahu, is aser la'ochlo because it's davar sheyesh lo matimin, right? That's why if you cook the bread in the fleishik oven, so then it's an iser mashehu and it's davar sheyesh lo matirin and it's not batal. And the Ran over there, chulin amud beis amud beis, asks on the riff from Shmuel. He says, Shmuel says it's motel ochlo b'kutach, it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, and according to the Rif, it should be Aser b'mashehu. Oh. So you see that what he says, that the formulation of the question of the Ran is that Shmuel treats not Barnat as a mashehu. So he says, just like the Rif, who treats Recha as mashehu, says Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and it's no good, so too he should be machmir by not Barnat. Yet he's meiko by not bar not, he's machmir by recha, and that's the stira, that's his kasha on the rif. So you see that the Ran was assuming that not bar not is sort of begeder a mashahu, which would then indicate that, let's say again, within the Ramban school of thought, it would be aser on Pesach, right? Even if you had tam shlishi. What's interesting And my friend Mordechai Linzer points out that if you look, and now it's too, we don't have time to get to the details, but if you look at the Balamor and the Ramban in their critiques in defense of the Rit, of the Rif, they clearly don't assume that way. They're assuming it's not even a Mashahu. Because they say, well, look, Rav is Machmir. But anyway, we're not don't have time to get into the details. But that might be another place where you see this Machlokas Rishonim. Alamaisa, the Poskim deal with this question extensively in terms of Hilchos Pesach. It's here as well as in Or Chaim, Simen Taf Nun Beis. If you take a look at, there's a Bir Halacha that goes through this and the like. And there's actually, I don't want to confuse you too much, but there's two manifestations of this with respect to Chametz and Pesach. And then there's a question, is there a Stira? Are these the same Shaila or different Shailas? Which is actually a Machlokas Rishonim probably, but also Machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Bir Halacha. What are the two questions where this comes up in terms of Pesach? One is Dagim Sha'alu B'Kedera Shel Chametz Kodem Pesach, right? So could you eat them on Pesach because it's a Terabala or not? In other words, that's sort of the manifestation of the Sugya. Again, let's assume we accept the Rashba's Mahalich, right? Of Kuf Yud Beis and Aleph. And the second one is, could you do Hagalah in a Kli that was used for Chametz Al Yedei Ha'or? And do we say, yeah, you could do Hagalah because it's a Terabala? Right? That's a Sugya of Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav Min Aleph. Now, the Rashba clearly maintains that those are the same Shaila, right? Those are the same Shaila. And if you hold Chametz as a Terabala, then both would be fine. If you hold Chametz as a Surabala, then both would be no good. Now, the problem is that with respect to the second din, the Shulchan Aruch writes you need Libun, but he says that if you do Hagalah, Kodem Pesach, you don't need Shishin, which seems to be assuming then, why do you need Shishim? He's treating it as Heterabala. But he's Machmir on the other Shaila, right? In terms of, like we said, the potato that's cooked in a Flesha Kapat, Chametz de Kapat. So, what you might see from here is that they're actually not the same Shaila. And the question is why? And what the Chazon Ish tries to argue, I think quite convincingly, and it's very fascinating, but again, no time, is that only according to the Rashba are these two Shailas the same, but not necessarily the way we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, I should say. The Halacha, yeah, the Chazon Ish is an Or Chaim on Taf Nun Beis. It's somewhere here in my notes where it is. I don't remember. I'll find it for you later. Or you could just look in the Mafteach. But it's in the Or Chaim, Chazon Ish. It might be here also. Okay. So, Lahalacha, we're not makel to eat the potato that was cooked on a chametz de kli ben yomo. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham as well. Tav Samach Zayin Sif Katan Chav Dalid. However, we also paskin, a number of poskim say, including the Mishnah Berurah, that we're not machmir to get rid of it, to be mevayer that chametz kodem Pesach, because we're so mech on the mekilim by not bar not. Which is an interesting shaila as well. Right? Do you have to get rid of food? Let's say you didn't sell your chametz that was cooked in a chametz de ben yomo pot. While we would be machmir not to eat it, we're mekel that you don't have to get rid of it, based off of that bar dot. Okay. Another very interesting question here that comes up in our introduction here is, do we say not bar not by ochel? So, the Pri Megadim in his understanding of the Shari Dura, this is in Mishpat Zav Sifkat and Aleph, writes that by Ochel we don't say Naparnat, it's Kibasar Mamish. Let's give an example. Let's say you have a hot piece of meat touches a hot potato, and then that potato touches a kli. Let's say with Rotev, so there's no issue of Balua Yotze below Rotev, right? So what should it be? So the potato is Tam Rishon, right? And then the plate should be Tam Sheni Shalheter. So then I could go ahead and have Milchiks on that plate, or certainly it wouldn't assert, right? Else not bar not. That's what I would have said. So the Prima Gadin is Medakim Shari Dura, that we don't say that. Why? The Kol Be'ochel Hu Have Kemamish. I don't know what that means exactly. But I assume what it means is like this. When blios transfer from into food, so like, you know, we'll say that when the steak touches the potato, so the potato sort of absorbs the mamashus of the steak in a way that's more than in when it goes into a pot. It's sort of like, if you don't assume like the shach we mentioned yesterday, right, that when then blios, even shamein blios in a kli, lose their character of shamein, right? They lose that. The tam could go into a kli, but that characteristic of shamein can't go into a kli. So the same thing is true here. That's the way the Prima Gadim learns it. Now, first of all, that as you pointed out when we read the Ramban, clearly the Ramban does not hold of that, because the Ramban starts applying not bar not in a shaifa case in the potatoes, right? So he thinks that we say not bar not even by ochel. The Pischei Tshuva over here disagrees. He says, first of all, you know, he thinks that the Prima Gadim is reading the Shari Dura or Hagosh Shari Dura entirely incorrectly. And Adarabba, kol shekein that we say not bar not in ochel. Why is it a kol shekein? The opposite way. Because in the case of the kli, so it's not meurav with anything else. It's pure, unadulterated tam basar into the kli, right? And still, we say not bar not. So certainly when it goes into the potato, where the tam is mixed in with the potato tam, we should say a not bar not. Now, if we had time, we would argue that this might be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah back in Simen Pei Tes Sif Gimel, if you need a Netilas Yadayim and the like, between Tav Shil Shel Basar and Tav Shil Shel Chala. Right? Remember, the Mechaber said you don't, the Ramah said you do. There are a couple ways to explain that Mechaber, and at the time, if you remembered, I said, if you look at the Sefer Yashar, as well as the Or Zeruah, the Heter, the reason why we're Mekel, is because of Not Bar Not. That's what they say. And it might come down to this machlokas, in which case it would be l'shitasam, but, of course, we don't have time to do that, so we won't. So, instead, what are we going to do? We're going to stop here, because I have to run. So what are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to start with the Ravan and the issues of Bishul and Sli and the like, then we're going to move on to this, the washing kalim business and the like. You have time for some additional amakomos, besides, of course, all the rishonim and achrayim. It's a good idea. I don't think we're going to revisit it too much, but we're in terms of dishwashing, you should go back to all those Rav Moshe's we quoted before. And now you'll have a better appreciation of what they say. And he has a bunch of tshuvos about dishwashers, and you should look at those as well. And then maybe we'll talk about Starbucks and the like. A couple of tshuvos. If you're going to do one, I suppose you should do Yoredei Achelek Aleph Simen Mem Beis. It's only like 10 pages. But it's very important. If you can't do the whole thing, skip to Anaf Dalet. All right. And if you have time to see more, So ask me and I'll tell you the rest of them where to look. And this also comes up in terms of koshering a dishwasher. Lots of good stuff.
Is all this Rabbi's notes? Rabbi sent us notes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's new stuff also. But, okay. Shkayach.
Can you email me? I don't want to stop always recording again.